Now, most of the time I've been on air today, the president has been on air before the National Assembly answering questions in the House. He was at it from 2 o'clock until just a short while ago, and it's his first oral reply session since the new parliamentary term began. Our parliamentary correspondent, Gay Davis, sat in on the entire thing and is with us now to give us a bit of an update. Gay, always lovely to chat to you. Welcome.
Thank you, Pippa. Pleasure to talk to you too. In fact, the president is still busy giving
his
He's on a virtual platform. He explained that he couldn't actually be physically in the House today, so he's apologised for that. He usually makes an effort to be present.
Gay, I know the first two questions from the DA and the EFF were to do with the vaccination rollout, and I think that's where most people's keen eyes would have been this afternoon. What did he have to say?
Yeah, that's right, Pippa. So the president has gone to some pains to spell out the details, the history of South Africa procuring the vaccines. He's essentially, you know, saying that we have secured enough vaccines. We can roll out the vaccination campaign. We can achieve the target of getting 67% odd coverage, you know, by the end of the year, which would achieve a population immunity in South Africa. He's gone into details about the logistics. He says there is a robust and comprehensive program that involves labor, it involves religious sector, it involves community-based organizations, the private sector, obviously, all involved in putting together this very comprehensive plan to roll out vaccinations on a nationwide basis, obviously beyond the healthcare workers who are the focus at the moment through the Sasonke program. But he came under a lot of attack from the Democratic Alliance and the Economic Freedom Fighters, even though, you know, and obviously given the turmoil within the ANC at the moment with the Mageshula, the Secretary General, being suspended and Mageshula's later suspending Cyril Ramaphosa as president of the ANC, his answers were actually delayed by the EFF climbing in early and saying, well, we're not sure. Are you here just representing your jacket? Because as far as we're concerned, you've been suspended. But they were ruled out of order by the Deputy Speaker, Letsitha Tsenodi, and there were further attacks down the line. The DA's John Steenhuisen accusing Ramaphosa of being more interested in waging factional war within the ANC while a third wave of the coronavirus looms in South Africa, and just not, the government just not, getting on with the job of rolling out the vaccines. And Ramaphosa, who I must admit came across as looking somewhat exhausted, dismissed this reference to factional battles as waffle. He said, essentially, mind your own business. What's happening in the ANC isn't your business. It's the business of the ANC. But he was emphatic in saying that, you know, there is no way that the government would not make, and he says his priority as president is to protect the lives of South Africans. And after Julius Malema, the EFF leader, said to him, look, you're a shrewd businessman. Are you putting vaccine transactions ahead of the interests of saving lives? And Ramaphosa, you know, he just said, you know, some of us, Mr. Malema, spend sleepless nights. You know, we don't really get much sleep because we're agonizing and worrying and concerned about doing just that. So emphatic there about the government's focus, insistence that there's a robust and comprehensive plan in place, that the logistics have all been sorted out, that the vaccines are on their way, that we have secured enough. Obviously, SAHPRA, the health regulation authority, is still assessing the merits of the Sinopharm and Sputnik vaccines, but they're working on that. And Ramaphosa essentially saying that yes, there have been delays in the rollout, but those were outside government's control. It was concerns about blood clotting picked up in the United States that saw the FDA there, the Federal Drug Administration, halt the issue of J&J or the inoculation of J&J, and South Africa had to policies just didn't have a choice. So, you know, stressing that, you know, the government's not asleep at the wheel.
So again, by the looks of things and the sounds of things, not an awful lot more detail, the kind of facts and dates and sort of benchmarking that some might be looking for, but an attempt to reassure it's going to be okay. I mean, how reassured did you feel listening to his responses?
Well, look, I think, you know, he's emphasized that this is an unprecedented program. I mean, this has never been done before in this country. Vaccination programs usually, you know, just roll out, and it's obviously involves usually children. This is the first mass vaccination program involving adults that the country's ever had to deal with. So he did go into details about when the vaccines are arriving. They're going to be arriving in batches over the next 4 quarters. You know, he said that, you know, for example, quarter two, you know, they're scheduled to get 33 million of the J&J and 4.5 million of the Pfizer doses and 1.45 additional Pfizer doses through the COVAX forum, and then more in quarter three, and then in quarter four. So, you know, he has gone into detail, but you know, he says the sites are prepared, that they're, you know, obviously, you know, hospitals and general practitioners' offices and conference centres and, you know, various other mass vaccination sites has been identified. He didn't go into details in terms of giving the names of those sites, and I imagine that we will hear more about that as the program gets underway.
Gay Davis, thank you so much. Our parliamentary correspondent who's been tracking the president's question and answer time. So my apologies. There was obviously one additional question on the list that I'd missed that he's still online answering. There were, if you want to read up more additional answers, questions asked around the future of the port of Durban, around South Africa's response to the situation in Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province, as well as an update on gender-based violence cases and the backlog of DNA testing there. So some very important stuff besides the vaccination campaign. But Gay, thank you very much for that update.